So there's going to be talks about talks. That takes us back a bit, doesn't it? And maybe it's unfair to call them talks about talks, but people have been using the term. It's one of these relevant terms, you would imagine, considering that the Secretary of State is going to be meeting all the parties during the course of today. And as she goes ahead, she'll be trying, I suppose, to kickstart the entire idea of us having a government. The Secretary of State is meeting Northern Ireland's political parties today to try and lay down some groundwork on how to restore devolution. But how does she actually do it? Let me speak to Brian Rowan. Brian, good morning.
Hiya, Frank. Good morning.
Brian, she'll be starting from where she's starting, and it wasn't a very good place that she was, and she's not in a very good place at the moment, and she's not only seen as a possible facilitator, she's seen as part of the problem. There are many things that you can remind us of. Go ahead.
Well, when you use that term in your introduction about talks and exploratory dialogue, it's pressing the rewind button back many years, Frank. And I suppose after all of the fallout from February around the draft agreement document at that time, we know it's going to be quite a job to pick up those political pieces. So it's exploratory dialogue. Do I have any sense that the Secretary of State speaking to our five main parties will lead to some sort of imminent breakthrough? The answer to that question is absolutely not. And I think we need something that goes beyond this kind of exploratory dialogue. We need a bold initiative, if you like, from the two governments. And the real problem with all of that is that you have one of those governments so tied up by that Tory DUP arrangement in London, that an initiative of that kind becomes very difficult, if not impossible. So today is talking about where we're at, and I think you and I know where we're at in terms of our politics. It's adrift, it's stuck, and if we leave this to the type of process and the type of talking that we've had over the past 14, 15, 16 months, then it's going to go nowhere, Frank.
If this doesn't deliver an executive, the talks that start today, the general electorate, the citizens of this country are going to be so depressed about our official politicians, the people who have been duly elected. There'd be a negativity going through the mindset of the ordinary citizen. There'd be no coming back from it if it fails again.
Well, it's difficult to imagine how it becomes any more negative than it already is, Frank. And there is a thinking out about what needs to happen. So you'll have heard all of this conversation about the need for a meeting of the British-Irish Intergovernmental Conference. Simon Coveney has been asking for it. The SDLP and Sinn Féin have been asking for it. Up to this point, there is no indication that there is a date set for such a meeting. But if there were to be such a meeting, then that might be the beginning of the two governments taking some lead in this process, going beyond the DUP and Sinn Féin. The talk then is of the need for a wider participation in some future process. In other words, not leaving this simply to Sinn Féin and the DUP, bringing the other parties in, maybe bringing in an outside facilitator to kind of guide and steer those talks. Is there a mechanism the two governments can come up with that would clear the political decks of the obstacles that stand in the way of the restoration of devolution? And we know the issues that are there: legacy, language, marriage equality, Bill of Rights. We can't just go into another set of talks with those issues on the table and expecting the DUP and Sinn Féin to be able to get over those jumps. The agreement, the draft agreement that was on the table back in February, was a political compromise. It wasn't this great victory for Sinn Féin. The bar had been lowered considerably to make it an easier jump for the DUP, and that jump was still too high. So I think what people are looking at is not this kind of exploratory dialogue today or these talks about talks today that might lead to some sort of breakthrough. But beyond what conversations happen today, what are the two governments thinking about? Can we get to a meeting of the British-Irish Intergovernmental Conference? Can they agree on bringing in an outside facilitator? can they come up with some means of getting past these issues that I've discussed with you, Frank, a moment ago? And is there a willingness to widen the frame of those talks? And remember, go back to 1998. What made 1998 and the Good Friday Agreement possible? It was that all interests were represented in the room, and that David Trimble, the principal unionist leader at that stage, had the cover of loyalist parties within those talks as well. So I think beyond today, there is a big piece of thinking to be done by the two governments if we are to get onto a path which is going to lead to some sort of restoration of devolution.
Do you think the DUP and Sinn Féin want a resolution?
I think they both want back into the executive, but they both have different terms and conditions for achieving that. I'm assuming you know what you're talking about, Frank, is this thinking and theory that's out there that both are comfortable in the current situation until we get beyond Brexit and until we see what falls out from Brexit. I think the fact that the bar was lowered to that height in February, to that point of the easier jump, if you like, was an indication that Sinn Féin is interested in getting back into the executive and to seeing a restoration of devolution. We know what happened in February, that the DUP still not in a position to sell to the wider party and to its voter base this issue of an Irish Language Act. So, and that's why I'm saying there is a challenge in all of this at the moment for the two governments to lead and for them to try to find methods and means to get over those jumps that have been in the way of our restoration of the executive for the past 15 months or so.
Okay. Brian, thanks very much. We won't hold breath. We won't hold it because that would be a crazy thing to do.
But we'll, not just yet.
But we'll keep monitoring the patient. Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
18 minutes past 9. Good morning.